enough to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Oh, my friend, my friend. We've got a meat and cheese on eggs out in the Big Green Egg.
Yep.
Which Chef Eric...
It's going to be about another 10 to 15 minutes
tries
on
to
that.
Call a...
It's a cheeseburger frittata. That's
right.
What it is.
Well, anyway. And now he's working on another variation of a favorite bachelor dish, enchiladas.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to go to your local Mexican restaurant for these.
Taco Bell.
You can make them right on the
enchilada.
Big Green Egg. I've taken my flour, my rice flour mixture with butter and garlic, and I've poured in about 8 ounces of chicken stock, and use a good quality chicken stock here. Now you're going to start to see little bits of that of the flour that are browning in there. That's fine. Just keep mixing this, and that's all going to add fantastic flavor to it. So now we're going to add in some cumin, one of my favorite ingredients.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Good amount of cumin in there.
Now, people have to be aware, too, you can get too much cumin. And then what happens to it?
It gets a little bit...
bitter?
Yeah, a little bitter, I guess you could say.
But, sour, almost.
But I use a lot of it. I do like to use a lot of it. Okay, so I actually let my cumin sort of toast in a void area of the...
roux?
Of the pan here. Because this will really start to thicken up. Okay. I'm actually going to add just a little bit of chicken stock here.
What consistency are you looking for?
I'm looking for something that's going to come to a simmer, not start popping. So it has to be just that one side of being very firm and thick, where it's still a little bit loose. I don't want a big thick roux, but because we're going to add some other ingredients into this to get it to the final sauce we want. So go with a little bit more. I'm probably going to end up, because remember, I kind of doubled up my roux, so I'm going to probably add another 4 ounces here. So we're at about 12 ounces of chicken stock, and that's looking right now. Now remember, roux tightens up first, and then we'll start to relax as you cook it. So we don't want to cook this too fast. I'm about medium heat here on the induction burner. Again, you could do this on the egg in a Dutch oven, no problem. Okay, now we're starting to get to about the right consistency.
Which is like a slightly loose applesauce.
Yeah, that's a good name for it. All right, so I'm going to take some salsa verde. And this is just a pre-prepared, get it in the Mexican food aisle. Make sure you get one that you can read as little English of as possible on it, because it's probably the good one. And I'm going to take 8 ounces of that.
Healthy amount.
Take 8 ounces of that, put it in the salsa verde. Then we're going to take some cilantro.
See, Bob, how he does this?
And we're going to go ahead and shut off the flame now so that stops cooking. And we're going to take cilantro and sort of curl that up a little bit.
Now, explain to me, because that's really a neat way of doing cilantro.
Yeah, if you just sort of take your thumb, put it in the center of the cilantro, and just sort of keep wrapping it, it gets into almost like a little ball, okay? You don't want to run your knife through cilantro or parsley or basil too much, because it will begin to oxidize the edges, and it'll start to turn black and things like that. So we want to do as little handling on things like cilantro as we can. And so if I sort of crunch them all together and keep them crunched, and watch your fingers, especially if you've got sharp knives, which, by the way, you're going to hurt yourself more with dull knives than with sharp knives. We want to just run through one way, then the other way.
Vertical, then horizontal.
Yeah, and sort of looping out here.
So you're looking for a semi...
This is not a fine chop. This is just sort of a little bit finer than coarse, but not anything more than that. So, again, we're going to stir in the salsa verde into the roux and start building our enchilada sauce here. And you want this to be a nice thick sauce. I mean, that's the sort of the goal of this. So take it off the heat.
Or if you're an induction burner.
Turn it off.
Just turn it off, because that is such an amazing way in which that heat drops.
Well, that's the thing, is that there's no heat anymore being produced whatsoever. So it's just the equivalent of taking it off the heat. I'm going to add in that cilantro.
That's beautiful. I love that consistency. It's got a nice color to it. Yeah. Kind of Irish.
Yeah. Now we're going to brighten up the color just a little bit. We're going to take some sour cream. Oh. And let me see what my recipe calls for here. I forgot. I usually just do it by sight, but for everyone at home,
would be helpful.
It's half a cup. So obviously, I'm probably going to use something more than that.
What a shock!
Because I never do exactly what I'm supposed to do. So we're going to add. Let's see. This is an 8 ounce. Well, yeah. I mean, you know what? Half a cup's probably about right. I'm going to take half of that package there. Which would be 4 ounces. That's half a cup.
I'm telling you what.
You are so smart.
Top of my class when it came to mathematics.
All right. So we're going to stir this in, really incorporate it well. And then we're going to take a baking dish, and you want to use a 9x13. Well, I'm not quite done incorporating this sour cream in. Yeah, it looks good, though.
It just looks good that way.
Yeah. Yep. So it should be turning sort of a very pale olive green almost. Now, you could do this with a red salsa as well if you want to. But I like this one.
Especially since, you know, March and everything.
Yes. Yeah, sort of, you know, that traditional Hispanic
holiday. Irish celebration.
St. Patrick's Day, right. Okay, now I'm going to take a 9x13 baking dish. I'm using an aluminum one out on the egg. You can use a regular one as long as it's thick. I like to actually put some release spray anytime I'm using a pan, even though part of the way you do this with enchiladas is you use the sauce as part of the surface that the tortillas are going to be rolled up and put on. So we'll just spread this sauce just sort of by shaking it here on the whole bottom section. Maybe just a little bit more. Okay. And I really want it to sort of spread out as much as possible. I mean, this sauce is almost the consistency of a bechamel, okay, which is what it should be. Okay, so I've got my baking dish. We'll set that aside. Now we need to start working on our filling and our tortillas. So to do this, we're going to take some chicken, and this is the chicken we cooked on the egg earlier. You want to use about 3 to 4 cups of it. Yes?
I think you tried some, and Bob tried some, and you're trying some more.
Go on.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, thank you for a crumb.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
I think we may have a little bit left over, but.
Oh, man, the taste.
Yeah, so that's got garlic, cumin, salt, and pepper on it off the egg. So basically at this point, I want to sort of shred, rough chop, whatever you want to do, your chicken. Don't fine mince it or anything like that, because we want the chunkiness of the meat. You don't have to be too persnickety about this. All we're looking for is something that will roll up in the enchilada as well. So to do this, I just cut in one direction the whole time. So I've got strips that can lay in. But they're strips. It's kind of like half pulled, half sliced.
You're listening to Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. And we are celebrating BFB today, which is...
Which is? Do you remember?
Yeah.
What is it?
Bachelor
Food
for Bob.
It's BCFB.
I know, but I can't.
Bachelor Cooking for Bob.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start laying out some tortillas. By the way, this is gluten-free so far. I'm going to use some gluten-free tortillas. Really? These are actually made of ivory teff. And I have no idea what that is. It sounds like a really good brain.
Yeah.
We're going to use these to roll up our chicken, cheese, and avocados into the tortilla. Roll them up, put them on the baking dish, and we'll come back and we'll tell you all about it.
It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life, my friends. It is, of course, National Cheese Doodle Day, National Absinthe Day, World Salt Awareness Week. All that and so much more right here as we celebrate at Le Cordon Green, Big Green Egg Cooking the Right Way. Remember, my friends, if you aren't cooking on the Big Green Egg, you're just heating meat, baby.